From the KBET studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Friday, July 10th. The Gold Mountain Fire continues to burn near Ouray. More than 33,000 acres have burned so far, and the fire is 7% contained. As KOTO's Julia Caulfield reports from Rocky Mountain Community Radio, there was some good news this week for some evacuees.
Some of the Ouray residents evacuated due to the Gold Mountain Fire were able to return home on Wednesday after more than a week of evacuation.
That's a big win.
That's Jeremy Dietz, Operations Section Chief for the Rocky Mountain Incident Management Team, the federal team leading the fire response, providing an operations briefing on Wednesday. The management team has divided the fire into a number of divisions, Alpha, Charlie, Delta, Foxtrot, Papa, for example. Alpha and Bravo are the divisions just outside the city of Ouray.
So we'll work on mop up, patrol, securing those lines up there, hoping to establish some more containment here in the next couple operational periods.
Dietz notes they've also been able to establish more containment line along the southern portion of the fire, north of Ouray, not along Highway 550. In addition, they've made good progress outside the Ridgeway area, where they did intentional firing over the weekend.
We were able to get really good depth securing that line, so we're just going to continue to build on that for the next couple operational periods.
Moving north, Dietz says they're still working to create containment lines outside of the steep, rugged terrain where they can't put firefighters.
That report was from KOTO's Julia Caulfield, and this is KBUT. Colorado is now down to 4 major fires burning across the state. That's after the Snyder Fire reached 98% containment, and some riskier fires were dealt with earlier in the week. But Governor Jared Polis warns the fire season isn't over.
This is a marathon, and you know it seems like a sprint. We appreciate all of our amazing firefighters on the line, but we also know that this is going to be a long and potentially very dangerous fire season.
Two of the current fires, the Aspen Acres and the Ferris Fire, are now among the top 10 largest fires in state history. Monsoon rains forecast for later this month could ease some of the worst of our region's drought conditions, but that precipitation comes with its own hazards. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more.
Many fires this summer have burned in challenging terrain for firefighters, like the Gold Mountain Fire in the mountains near Ouray, the Ferris Fire near the Dolores River, and the Babylon Fire in the canyons of Bears Ears National Monument. Daniel Swain, a weather and climate scientist with the University of California and the National Science Foundation in Boulder, says the monsoon rains could impact those areas.
There's some steep canyons there, some very steep slopes that have burned. That would tend to increase the risk of flash floods or debris flows. And so, you know, it might not take as much rain or as intensive rain as would historically have been the case to cause a flash flood or debris flow.
Despite the risk of post-fire debris flows, he says precipitation would make firefighting conditions easier and reduce the risk of new fires breaking out. Swain also says it's unlikely that monsoon rains would make a real dent in the prolonged drought conditions in the region. For that, we'd need several wet winters in a row. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
And this is the KBUT Newscast. The already strong El Nino is strengthening, a trend with potentially significant implications for the intense and now tragic fire season. Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has details.
During El Nino, equatorial Pacific Ocean temperatures are above normal. There are global effects, and in the American West, they are geographically varied. Climatologist Abby Frazier says they often bring more moisture to the Southwest, which can reduce fire risk in the short term.
A little bit further north and inland, El Nino is likely going to bring drier, warmer conditions. Putting that into potential fire danger, right? Drier and warmer may lead to more wildfire risk.
A broad swath from western Colorado to the Northwest is expected to have above average risk of significant wildfire through the end of August. After that, just the Northwest will remain at higher risk, according to federal forecasts. By October, normal fire risk is expected for the entire country. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.